This episode brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, and sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. What I love about Shopify is how no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S., and Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way, because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/westwood1, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/westwood1 now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/westwood1.
3, 2, 1. Do you know what I feel like doing?
What?
I feel like kicking back, relaxing, and getting comfy. Welcome to the Get Comfy Game Break. I'm your host, Kalo, as always, here to give you the lowdown on all things gaming, and I'm joined by my co-host.
What up, guys? It's time to hit the switch, the kill switch, because we're about to talk about the Nintendo Direct with your boy, Kalo, and BKS.
Yeah.
All right, before we get into any of that, that was a nice snap. We'd like to thank anybody and everybody who is liking and sharing this podcast with anybody and everybody you know.
And you know, I've been taking notes, watching the Direct. I learned how to do the perfect snap, like how they do it, so it sounds
good. Oh, yeah, I keep forgetting that's their shtick.
Like, yeah.
All right, it's like, all right, relax. I want to talk about this Nintendo Direct because I'm upset, my friend. I'm upset. Do you have a note for why I'm upset? Do you have a note why I'm upset?
Well, why are you upset?
Because I like to play it cool, and I don't know if people will be coming over from the gaming channel to listen to my thoughts deeper about this, but I have not credibly, but like I've invested a little bit that whatever Nintendo Direct comes up next, whether it be June, whether it be September, which I still think September is in the cards, but like this Direct, because now Pikmin 4 comes out in July, that we will be getting GameCube remasters.
I thought you were going with something else first.
No, you would have thought. I'm talking like Paper Mario, Thousand Year Door, F-Zero GX, Legend of Zelda, Wind Waker. I'm hearing all this other stuff, all this other GameCube remasters. And we did get nothing along those lines.
We got Luigi's Mansion from the 3DS remastered.
Congratulations.
We got Super Mario RPG, a remaster from the N64.
I don't know. I pride myself, I'm a gaming YouTuber. I don't remember Super Mario RPG.
I honestly did not either.
And I had no clue. I had no clue. I had heard about it before, but like apparently it has like a cult following that I never forgot about.
I never heard of it. I was like, oh my god, they're making a first ever RPG Mario. Nope, it's an old one that came out years before. This shows you how much we know as gamers.
Well, the rumor going in, it was either gonna be
if you say that or Diddy Kong Racing, I'm gonna throw my headphones across.
No.
Okay, good.
It was either, because they can't technically show two Mario RPGs because Paper Mario is technically an RPG, and they're like, it's either going to be Super Mario RPG. I saw something, Chrono Trigger, I think, was another one, and then they were like, all right, Paper Mario as one of the three options. My thing is, what the heck? Like, grant you, people like Super Mario RPG and Mario Wonders they're making now, which is a 2D,
which looks really nice.
It's a 2D Mario game. Everyone likes that. But, like, what Pikmin 4 is going to be your last big Switch game?
You don't, like, know that. You don't know that.
For now, I'm saying.
You don't know,
also, right? Too, this is me, like, drinking the tea a little bit. What's the terminology? Drinking the Kool-Aid?
No, that's when you're going crazy.
Well, maybe I was going crazy.
Oh, yeah, you've been drinking the Kool-Aid. Yeah.
I've been drinking the Kool-Aid. The very last moment, they were like, oh, you know, everyone's talking about the next big Mario game. They did in summer 2021. They did Mario Golf in summer 2022. They did, I said too many 20s there, I think. They did Super Mario Strikers, the soccer game. And then 2023 is going to be the year Super Mario Baseball's coming back. And I bought it. I bought in so hard because I love that game. And I'm like, it's got to show up because it's a summer. It's sports. Apparently, it's like a 7-year anniversary or something like that. I'm like, it's got to happen here. That's a lock. I'm locking it in for the direct. And nothing happened.
So this is why you're not the guy who calls his shot. I'm the guy who points to the sky, pretends where it knows where it's going, and says it's going to happen, and it happens. That's my stick. That is my gimmick. As much as I love the Mario Brothers Sluggers for the Wii, I did not think it was going to come out this year. I was hoping, like I said, Diddy Kong Racing for the N64, or at least a remastered version. That didn't come. I was upset. I was crying. I cried a little bit. My mom called me a loser. She called me up and saying that I could hear you crying all the way from here. Stop crying, you loser, and hung up on me. The first time I talked to my mom in years. So, you know.
That's what she calls you for.
Yeah. And not asking how I'm doing. That's my mental state of mind or anything like that. No, just stop crying. You're a loser. Goodbye. But anyway, call me a sucker, but I'm going to go buy some Super Mario RPG.
I don't know. With turn-based RPGs, because that's what this game is, I can't get behind it. That's why I don't play games like Final Fantasy.
What do you mean?
Simple-minded I am. Pokemon, I'm okay with it because they mask it with a whole bunch of other weird stuff. And it's like, you ever see the video? There's a video on TikTok. The parents are trying to get their kid to eat vegetables, and they cover his eyes, and like they're pretending to do whipped cream, or they like let it.
I don't know what kind of videos you get recommended on TikTok.
Anyway, they blind the kid, they spray the whipped cream as if it's happening, and they're really putting applesauce in his mouth. How the kid doesn't tell the difference, I don't know. But that's what Pokemon does to me. It's covering my eyes from turn-based RPGs, and it's like, you're gonna like this because it's Pokemon, because Mudkip and Turtwig. That's what happened.
I just picked him because I thought he was neat, but Goals.
Before we continue the show, I wanted to take a little time to talk about Noom. Noom uses the latest in behavioral science to empower people to take control of their health for good through a combination of psychology, technology, and human coaching on their platform to help millions of users meet their personal health and wellness goals. A lot of people face pressures to change themselves to fit other people's expectations, and the more freeing solution is to find the things that work for you. Noom understands that everyone's weight loss journey is unique, and what works for someone else might not really work for you. That's why Noom's approach adapts to your lifestyle. It's flexible and focuses on progress, not perfection, allowing you to work towards your goals at a pace that's comfortable for you. And for me personally, that's huge. I know that I am not Dwayne The Rock Johnson. I know that I'm not getting up at 4 a.m. to go work out. But by using Noom and having that little more of flexibility and stability, it certainly helps with my journey here. Noom also makes it easy to start your weight loss journey and stay on track with personalized lessons that help you gain confidence and a practical knowledge, one-on-one coaching, and cognitive behavioral approaches that teach you how to be mindful of your habit. 75% of Noom weight loss users finished the program, and more than 60% of users that engaged with the program kept the weight off for a year or more. So start building better habits for healthier long-term results. Sign up for your trial at Noom.com/believe. Again, that is Noom, Noom.com/believe.
No, I was gonna say, if you like Pokemon, you're gonna love this because you have your. It's like how you said, "Oh, here, hey, look, here's Mario. You can switch him out with Bowser. Here's Luigi. It's the same thing."
It makes sense because you know the Super Mario Brothers movie is making billions on dollars, whatever.
Not with the Spider-Verse coming cracking up right behind them. They passed them.
True, but I'm saying like the property of Mario is hot, and yeah. It's like. You can't not drop a game while all this is happening.
They're dropping two games.
They're dropping two. So there you go.
No, technically they're dropping four. You got the Luigi remastered. You got Peach's brand new game by herself.
Yeah, Peach is getting a solo game as well.
I don't know why people wanted that. You got Mario Wonders, which is basically Super Mario Brothers video games. They just added the word Wonders to it. I'm still going to play it because that flower got me hyped up.
Elephant Mario,
and I was more talking about that little flower that was like, oh, hi. I was like, oh, he's cute. I want to interact with him. And then we got Super Mario RPG. Just give me Diddy Kong Racing, Nintendo. You already have me by your balls. I said I wasn't going to buy a Nintendo Switch. I bought it. I caved in. 4 years too late, but you got me. Give me Diddy Kong Racing.
I'm just very surprised they didn't add more to Nintendo Switch Online as far as like more.
Oh, yeah, no, I was shocked about that too, honestly. I completely forgot.
Like more Nintendo 64 or Game Boy Advance.
The day they add Diddy Kong Racing on N64, it is unlocked. Also, God bless, they're adding characters to the Mario Kart DLC now.
Can we let that game die? Stop. No. Stop that right now.
No, you know my crom when I said that I wish they should have added more characters to the Switch version of it. The fact that they're putting it on DLC shows you that they had the technology to put these characters in the game, and they didn't. And now they want us to buy it. It's bullshit. Game Nintendo, why weren't these guys in the game in the beginning instead of just having a reprint of the one on the Wii?
Now, if Mario Kart 8 makes it to the next console, I'm boycotting it. You will not catch me buying that console.
But you won't boycott Skyrim.
That's different.
No, it's not different. It's the same shit.
I was just playing it the other day, so I don't want to say much on it.
Of course you weren't. Of course you wouldn't.
Allegedly. But all this Nintendo stuff... I do the bit, but like it's a fun direct. I didn't go into it thinking earth shattering announcements. I didn't think we was going to get like another 3D Mario game. I think that's very well saved for the next console. I think again, September to a fall direct is the sweet spot where we're going to get word on Nintendo's next big console or anything like that. I think so.
Nope,
you call me crazy with this stuff, but
I do.
I'm calling my shot here.
You think September we're going to get a Switch 2 announced?
A hint. A potential hint. You know, a little razzle-dazzle. But a thing that started off the Direct that I thought was surprising was we got further details and further looks at the Pokemon Scarlet and Violet DLC, the Treasure of Area Zero. I think it was the Indigo Mask and something else, the something disc.
Would you want to put money on this that and by September we'll get a snippet, a teaser of Switch 2?
I would like to think, but if it was a betting man, I think that's more towards the winter, fall we're going to get a direct that's solely focused on that.
I think
September we get the GameCube remasters.
I don't think so, because the Game Boys just came out. I just dropped my pen. No, I don't think so yet. I think by April, you get it. You get the Switch 2 for your Christmas announced. Because right now you have Pikmin 4. If you announce it now, everyone is going to be like, why should we get Pikmin 4 then if the new... It's like the same thing with the PS3.
I'm not saying it comes out in September. I'm saying announcement. Announced. This is coming on the way.
But yeah, but you still, at that point, you're like, why am I going to buy a game
with that? They did that with Breath of the Wild for the Switch. Yeah, it was a Wii U game. But then they were like, nah. Look at Mario Kart 8. We just had this conversation.
No,
we just had this conversation.
I think we're gonna get it. We're gonna get it announced days before Pikmin 4 gets dropped. I think they said Pikmin 4 is getting dropped in July.
Yes. Second week in July, 14th, I think.
Well, you know what? If we get even better. I think we're gonna get more information either in April or in June, the same time next year, about Switch 2. So people can save up before the Christmas times and get their Switch 2. I am going to be a salty Splatoon if I don't get my Diddy Kong Racing on the Switch. My God.
Well, you can get the Batman Arkham Collection on Switch now.
Stop.
I'm just saying, you're a Batman guy.
You see how they didn't put Gotham Knights on there, but they put a game that's 5 years old? You see that?
I mean, hey. I mean, Detective Pikachu as well. We didn't talk about.
You know what? We're not having this conversation about Detective Pikachu. I'm out. I mean, hey,
you can do that.
I'm taking the Kool-Aid and I'm leaving.
You could leave. But what you could also do is listen to more episodes of the Get Comfy Podcast, Get Comfy Game Break, Get Comfy Lowdown, every single Wednesday, Friday, Sunday, 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time on all major listening platforms like iTunes, Spotify, and of course, the Believe Network. I've been K-Lo, joined by BKS. And we'll see you guys next time.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.